It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and by Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Featuring three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Jane Addams Bookshop at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign. Online at Jane Addams Books, that's two D's in Addams.com. As always on WEFT, the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Inc., Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I'm pleased to welcome Renette Chopp, who owns and runs Olive and Orchard, a new face in downtown Urbana at 206 West Main Street next to Elm City Coffee. You have brought to town a particular knowledge and offerings of gourmet olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and just opened in June. Renette, tell us about yourself, how you found your way to opening a specialty shop in downtown Urbana, and what brought you into the world of olive oil and balsamic vinegar?
Long story short.
Or long, as you
wish.
Or long.
Well, we went on vacation last year and drove to Denver and then left Denver and went out to Jerome and Cottonwood, Arizona, and spent a couple days walking around visiting the local shops. And we were walking around Old Town Cottonwood, old streets, they were brick, the little shops, and we were going in and out. And the boyfriend was about done shopping, and we were walking back to the car, and there was a sign in the window that said fresh fudge. He's like, I want fudge. So we go in, and it is an olive oil shop. It's Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. To me, it was just like, yay. I get so excited in kitchen places and food places and little shops. And so we spent about an hour and a half going around trying the different olive oils, trying the different vinegars. We did end up spending a couple hundred dollars and walked out. We did get our fudge. And it was weird. I was working on a business plan for another business. That's another whole story. And had been in a cohort with the Women's Business Development Center out of Chicago on this trip. I was doing Zoom meetings and finished that up. And when we got home, I looked at the boyfriend and said, you know, we need a shop like that. And I said, we can set the other business plan aside for now and start this and make it profitable and then maybe revisit the other business plan. Because I was like, we need something like this here. I did not know of any other place in the area. So I proceeded to work with our local SBA to pivot and work on the business plan and funding for this shop. And so that's the short story on how it came about. It was exciting. It was like talking about wine and all of the flavors and profiles and things you can do. And I love to cook and I don't consider myself a foodie, but it's fun to experiment with the flavors and the recipes. And I enjoyed watching other people get excited when they come in and taste. And so, because I had that same feeling, because when you think of vinegar, most people think of just white vinegar and it's very acidy and strikes your tongue. And then once you're like, no, it's a lot of fun. That's how it started.
And I have to admit that the first time I walked into your shop, I was blown away by all these beautiful bottles lined up. How many
Well, thank
flavors
you.
of olive oil and vinegar do you have?
I started with 32, and I have added, I believe, another 19 or 20.
One of the wonderful things is that you have very small sample bottles. So you
Yes.
can buy yourself a sampling for not all that much money and then just have a great time getting to know them. Where do
Yes.
these come from?
I have a wholesaler out of California. The company's name is Veronica Foods. They have been a family-owned business for about 101 years, and they source olive oil from both northern and southern hemisphere. They work with small farms to produce the highest quality olives for the oil.
Are these US farms?
No, they are overseas. Both northern and southern hemisphere, I have seen oils from Spain and Italy and Tunisia and Barnea, but also Australia, New Zealand, Chile. I have three chili oils on right now. Portugal. They source from all over. And to my knowledge, right now, there are none from California. And I haven't looked into that to see if that's going to be something down the line that they look into or not. They work with small farms to get the highest quality olives for the highest quality olive oil. And they promote sustainable practices, fair trade practices. Along with that, they have very strict requirements. So instead of quantity, it's quality. The olives and the olive oil itself have very strict chemistry requirements that they have to meet, but also practices on how they're processed, as far as being processed on site, specifications on how they're stored, how they're transported. From the olive to my store, there are certain rules in place. So we offer the highest quality at all times. And so the reason they source both northern and southern hemisphere is because as olive oil ages, obviously it oxidizes and degrades. And so it's not as healthy. So we are always getting new oil in. When I first opened, the oils available were the fall's northern hemisphere crush. I had two from Portugal and one from Spain. And then this summer, my order, I have three from Chile, and they were crushed in May. So they just started the fall harvest and crush. The first one, I believe, will be available towards the end of the month. It was just crushed about 4 or 6 weeks ago. So we're constantly getting fresh oil in so we can offer the freshest products.
What is the shelf life of olive oil? Even something that you just buy at the grocery store, what do you recommend?
Ah, if you're going to buy from the grocery store, make sure that you look for a crush date or a package date. If you don't know when it was crushed or processed, you don't know how long it has been in storage or on the shelf. Olive oil will start to degrade about 18 to 24 months. And that is if you keep it in a dark bottle in a dark location. Clear glass is absolutely, utterly not recommended for
Oh,
any length of time.
that's
Now,
good
that
to
being
know.
said, our small bottles are in clear glass. Most of the time, those go fairly fast. But 18 to 24 months is when you get the highest quality olive oil and has the most health benefits. After about 24 months, it's degraded enough that it's not considered extra virgin anymore and it's just olive oil.
So the age has to do with whether it's extra virgin or not.
Yes.
What about infusing the flavors? Is that done at the original farms or is that done in this country?
That is done on site at the farms. That is one of the
So
requirements.
that, wow, so they come up with all of these flavors.
Timing is also important because, for example, one of the oils I had on the blood orange. It's a fused oil instead of an infused. So they crush the fruit at the same time of the olives. They put it all in together to extract the oils together. So the timing has to be right for when the oranges are ripe and the olives are ripe. so it can be processed together.
How about the vinegar? What's the story of your balsamic vinegar?
They are all from Modena, Italy. They're all from Modena, Italy. The best balsamic vinegars are made in the hills of Modena, Italy. A lot of times people refer to it as wine vinegar, but it is not made from wine. It is made from the grape pressings, which is also called grape must. It's usually cooked down or a combination of cooked and aged to give it that nice, thick, dense, rich, syrupy flavor. Most of our balsamics are made with the aged versions. It's not your typical grocery store vinegar. I will say that because even if you go to the grocery store, the most common flavor I've seen is like a raspberry vinegar. And even my raspberry vinegar is completely different than what you would get at the grocery store. When you try our vinegars, whether the dark or the white, I have flavors of both. It's just a completely different experience and expectation. I love watching people's reactions when they taste them because it is literally not what they're expecting. They're rich, they're flavorful. For my dark vinegars, I have an organic that isn't aged a whole lot. It's more like what you would expect a vinegar as far as how dense it is. But I also have an 18-year aged traditional or condimento, also referred to. So it goes through the process of where they cook it down and then they age it in four different wood barrels. My Denisimo is a 25-year aged, also cooked down and then aged in five different wood barrels. And it just adds so much flavor to the vinegar. But as they age, they also thicken and they create this dense, concentrated flavor. And they're just so good. But I also have a 12-year aged white vinegar, which is made with a different grape. So most of the balsamics, the dark balsamics are made with a Trebbiano grape. The difference is that they naturally caramelize the Trebbiano grape and cook it down and then age it. That's what gives it its dark flavor and concentration. And it's interesting, like the Denisimo is in five, it's aged in five different casks, and they use mulberry, ash, oak, juniper, and cherry. So, I don't know if anybody's familiar with any of those flavor profiles. I assume if you drink whiskey or wine, you might be able to pick them up. That's why it's fun talking about these because coming from the service industry, comparing it to wine, the flavor profiles, both of the oil and the vinegar, are very interesting.
Now, have you been able to visit any of the places that produce these?
Oh, not yet. That is a bucket list. That would be fabulous to actually go and visit some of these places overseas.
You also round out your oil and vinegar with a number of very intriguing creams and lotions and ceramics and jewelry. How have you chosen those?
Along with my supplier, they have a source from Australia that uses Australian olive oil for some of the beauty products. My shampoo, conditioner, body wash, there's a face wash moisturizer that we source from Australia. And then I also have a source closer to home. They're in Indiana that I get my lotion and bar soap. I have some body scrub and sugar scrub. They're from Indiana. They all have olive oil. I just have heard fabulous things, and that's why I sourced with them.
Now, have you been able to visit any of the places that produce these?
Oh, not yet. That is a bucket list. I know that through Veronica Foods, they host meetings. I believe it's every other year. At one of the farms, they'll do a company conference. So I did not see where they went anywhere this year. So maybe next year, but no, that would be fabulous to actually go and visit some of these places overseas.
I would say so. Now,
I also found, I hope to have it in by before the holidays, lip balm that they also use olive oil for. So I'm hoping to add that to the lineup. Some of the products that I included were to complement the olive oil and vinegar. So I have brownie mixes to go with the blood orange oil. I added olive oil cakes, and some of the kitchen items are very interesting. The garlic plates and the dipping plates, just fun accessories. Some of the other things that I have for the kitchen are olive wood. So what's interesting, I have some wooden spoons and coasters and breadboard that are made of olive wood. When people ask about them, I let them know that it's a little pricey, but the wood is actually very beautiful. What's interesting is that in Europe, it is illegal to cut down olive trees. We added spices from the Salt Sisters, and then I also have an array of pantry products from jams, jellies, apple and pumpkin butter, dessert toppings, marinaras, some gourmet olives, just nice little gift items, but also the jellies are fabulous. I think I have four open in the refrigerator right now in the back.
so people who come in your shop can expect to sample some of the goodies.
Yes, I have little sample cups set up for the olive oils and vinegars. And then special occasions like Postmark, we try and offer something to eat or drink using our products.
You had made, when I came in for the last postmark, you had made waffles with the blood orange oil, and oh, they were good. That's another thing I've been struck by is how you immediately dove into getting involved in the community of downtown Urbana and the other shops. And you volunteered to have Olive and Orchard be the hub for the last Postmark Urbana, which is the collaboration between Urbana Arts and 40 North to open shops and offer some wonderful little activities. How was that for you?
Oh, that was fun. I was so excited to do it. Everyone in downtown, in the community, Urbana has been great welcoming me and my little store. I live in Mahomet, so I'm not local over here, but everybody has been wonderful. And hosting Postmark was so much fun. We did the printmaking for November, and I was so excited they were doing Legos. And originally, I was going to make Lego Jell-O with using the vinegar. I had made the Jell-O ahead of time and the vinegar to test, and it was so good. So, just another side note, you can add vinegar to Jell-O and it
That's
just boosts the
good to
flavor.
know.
When I went to make the Legos, the forms, they wouldn't come out of the form. So I was disappointed. So that morning I pivoted and I was like, what reminds me of Legos? And I said, waffles. So I defaulted. Instead of doing brownies again, I did waffles with the blood orange oil.
And you had students from the UIUC Fab Lab come
Yes.
in, and they brought a bunch of Legos and then inking. And so people
Yes.
made their own patterns out of Legos, then inked them and printed them. It was quite a wonderful activity.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. So I look forward to doing it again.
Downtown Urbana has changed so much in the last few years. And it was really quite exciting to see your shop open, and Elm City Cafe is new, and so many places. How has it been for you getting to know downtown Urbana?
It's been wonderful. Everybody, like I said, has been great. Ben with Elm City, his main hub is in Jacksonville. Everybody over there is lovely. And we open the door between Elm City and Olive and Orchard all the time. So people who are waiting on coffee can meander and just look around. And because I haven't done a lot of advertising, people are just learning word of mouth that we're here. So Malia over at Bohemia has been wonderful. Everybody downtown is just so friendly and supportive.
Well, it's a very new, different feel for downtown Urbana from what it used to be? Upscale food oriented.
I was not as familiar with downtown Urbana. Used to only make it over here to like go to Crane Alley years ago to play pool. But I'm not familiar. Oh, and heel to toe, of course. Always had to go and get my shoes there. So I'm not familiar with everything, but I know it has grown considerably. There's so many new little shops and restaurants. And now with the Royer Hotel open, we get people walking around downtown as well, meandering
That
in.
changes the feel quite a bit, I
Yeah.
think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the main scoop, and people drop in for ice cream, and they are quite busy.
Yes.
I see
Yes.
people
They
sitting
have great.
outside at those tables all the time. Tell us a little about your experience before you opened Olive and Orchard. You said you were in the service industry.
Once upon a time, I was hoping to be a veterinarian. That did not come to fruition. Got married, had kids. When I went through my divorce, had to go back to work. And the quickest, easiest way is to go back into the service industry. So I have worked pretty much every position from dishwasher up to general manager in different restaurants and bars locally. That's where I came from. And honestly, at my age, I was just at the point where I didn't want to work for other people anymore. I wanted to do my own thing and be my own boss.
Well, and you have really put a distinctive stamp on your shop. Now, I am a graphic designer and I love packaging, and the bottles that you developed for Olive and Orchard are wonderful.
Well,
They're
thank you.
a piece of art on a kitchen shelf. How did you come to design those?
That was with the help of Clannan Marketing. Through the SBA, I was able to work with Clannan Marketing to help with the branding. I wanted something unique, and I really didn't want, honestly, olives or olive branches. Everybody seems to do that if you look at other websites and other branding. And I wanted more of the flowers off of the olive tree, it in bloom or something like that, because I love my flowers. They make me happy. If you walk in, usually I have flowers everywhere. So I asked them to head that way, and they did. And so the flower is one of my brand elements from the olive tree. And then the bottle design, instead of doing the full image, I just wanted the flower to keep it simple and pretty.
It's very good to hear from you how much support you got from Champaign and Urbana in starting and planning this business with the Small Business Association.
I started with some emails. I started looking into, like I said, I was working on a business plan for a pool hall, which is still sitting on my desk.
You are a pool player.
Yes. Eventually, someday we'd love to have a pool hall. Years ago, I worked with Don before he retired at SBA, and then they brought in Madeline. And so I just sent an email and said, we want to pivot. We want to go this route. Can you help? And SBA, our local SBA office is fabulous. I've worked with them for years. And anytime something has come up that pertains to us, we get information. So I've been to seminars on how to start your business. They offer support from beginning to end, even helped find financing. And obviously, there are SBA loans, which I have not pursued yet. From beginning to end, they'll help you.
What's an important lesson you've learned in this process, and what gives you particular satisfaction?
That one's easy. I love when people come in. Originally, when they first step in, they're very overwhelmed because even though I have around 50 flavors, there's so many flavors. But when people walk in, they're very overwhelmed and they're like, we don't know what to do. We're not sure about this. Just try it. Try it first. And if they don't know what to do, my first question to them is always, what's your favorite flavor? Or what's your favorite fruit? And they'll give me an answer and I'll say, okay, let's go try this. Watching their face and their reaction when they first taste it is just so exciting to me because it just opens a whole new world of cooking. When people say, we don't know what to do with this, I have ideas. I have recipes. There are tons of resources. Originally, I was trying to post a few times a week to get recipes, but it's gotten away from me trying to get ready for the holidays. That is so exciting for me because people are just shocked at how good the olive oil and vinegar can be.
I want to thank you, Renette, for taking time off when I know you're getting ready for a holiday market this weekend.
We
Okay.
will be at the I Hotel on the 22nd, then the Mistletoe Market the 29th, 6th, and 13th.
That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat. There's more wonderful information than we can fit in 30 minutes. Take particular note of a holiday offering at Olive and Orchard to build your own gift basket on December 7th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the shop at 206 West Main Street in downtown Urbana. Ronnie will be offering samples from Central Illinois Bakehouse, small bites from Baldorada's, music, and an art exhibit from Liquid Dreams. Proceeds from the event and pantry donations from now until December 21st will be going directly to the local Little Free Pantry at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 309 West Green in Urbana. This time of year, and with the state of things, Ronnie wants to offer as much direct support to the people in our local community as possible. Her parting words are that Urbana has been welcoming and supportive of her little shop, and she wants to give back. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. Be sure to visit all three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign. Online at janeadamsbooks.com. WEFT Community Radio is your independent commercial-free radio station, powered by volunteers and sustained by listeners just like you. Since 1981, WEFT has been committed to free speech, diversity, and local voices. We bring you original shows, independent news, local issues, unparalleled music, and local voices you won't hear anywhere else. Your support keeps WEFT strong. Every gift helps us maintain equipment, train volunteers, host community events, and share new stories from around the area. Here are a few ways that you can help support WEFT. Donate year-round as every dollar fuels free radio. Just click the Donate Now button on the website. Volunteer, share your time, skills, and passion. Spread the word. Invite friends and neighbors to tune in. Consider including WEFT in your IRA mandatory distribution, your will, or as a one-time major gift. Download the free WEFT app from your favorite app store for a whole new experience in appreciating what we have to offer. You can listen live, catch up with your favorite music shows at your convenience from the archive. Music shows can only be kept for 2 weeks because of licensing restrictions, but during that time, you can stream anything you want. You can also see the playlist of the music that's just been on air. Keep WEFT with you wherever you go and keep the joys of community radio strong. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming on weft.org. All episodes of Catch the Beat are archived on the WEFT website at weft.org under Public Affairs. You can also listen to live stream and archive shows on the WEFT app, available on your favorite app store. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.